Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Sefer Hoshev Mahashavot asked the following question. On one hand, it says in Iyov regarding the wisdom of Torah, Vehachochma me'ayin timatzeh, that it's difficult to decipher. It also says there, Lo yada enosh erka, people do not understand its true value. Yet in Parashat Vayetchanan, it says regarding the Torah, Ki hi chochmatchem ubinatchem le'enei ha'amim, the world will recognize its great wisdom through us. How do we understand this pasuk in light of the pesukim in Iyov? Furthermore, what great wisdom will the world see in us? By us adhering to the Torah, we follow its mitzvot like eating matzah, shake lulav and etrog, blow shofar. How is the wisdom of the Torah apparent in those mitzvot? The rabbi explained with a mashal. Take for instance the person who created the very first piano. How much wisdom went into creating it? Namely, all of the mechanisms and stringing of the cords that connected to the keyboard to produce the beautiful music that it produces. All of that back work is hidden. We are only able to see the pianist pressing the buttons and producing the beautiful music. Those sounds reveal all of the wisdom that is behind them. Similarly, Hashem connected the Torah and mitzvot with infinite connections to the myriads of upper worlds in Shamayim. Every mitzvah we do sets off so many things in motion. The Gemara says when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gets off his throne of judgment and moves to his throne of mercy. Hashem in his endless wisdom prepared spiritual connectors to every mitzvah that we do. And one day, those connections are going to be revealed and everyone will see how each person's performance of mitzvot was what was making this world turn. How many things we accomplished. The nations of the world will recognize the endless wisdom behind the Torah at that time. For now, we don't fully appreciate the value because we don't have the eyes to see what's going on behind the scenes. Sometimes we are given small glimpses of how people's performance of mitzvot directly cause physical changes to take place in this world. A rabbi told me, during the time the schools were closed because of COVID, his neighbor asked him if he would teach his son Torah on a daily basis outdoors. The neighbor apologized, saying he couldn't afford to pay, but he hoped the rabbi would do it anyway. This was a tall order, being that there was a going rate to do such a thing, and the rabbi could have used the money. This rabbi had a few daughters, but no sons. Moreover, he and his wife had not been blessed with any children in the previous 4 years. He remembered once learning that teaching someone else's son Torah is a sigula to be blessed with one's own son. So the rabbi told the neighbor he would happily do it. And every day, for months, he taught this boy for an hour a day. About 10 months from when they began, this rabbi and his wife were holding their very own baby boy. Another man who used to be in prison related the following story about himself. While in jail, the only thing he looked forward to was receiving a weekly care package from a relative. One day, a bully went over to him and asked him to give him the package. And then he took out a knife and threatened him if he didn't. With no other choice, he gave up that package, and this went on every single week, and it bothered this man greatly. One day he was visited by a rabbi from Chabad, and he told the rabbi about his plight. The rabbi asked him if he kept Torah and mitzvot, And the man said he knew he could do better. The rabbi asked him if he would commit to putting on tefillin every day, as well as saying Asher Yatzar each time he went to the bathroom. The man said he would do it. The rabbi told him, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the merit of those deeds, this man will stop bothering you. Lo and behold, by the end of that week, this bully was removed from the prison and put into solitary confinement because he was caught attempting to harm somebody else there. We have no idea what our mitzvot are accomplishing, but we do know each one of them is connected in infinite ways to the holiest places. And one day, the great wisdom of Hashem will be understood by all. Have a great day.